What's up? This is Movies on Up. The sun persists in rising, so I make myself stand. That is our tagline for this week. I persist.
That's the worst tagline I've ever heard in my life.
I guess it's bad. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. But if you have seen the movie that tagline comes from and you think you know what movie it is, zip it off to us, moviesonup@gmail.com. Leave your guess directly on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup. Or you can tweet your answer directly at us at moviesonup on the Twitter. If you get it correct, if we pick you, you'll win some sort of movie prize pack. Again, that tagline, for better or worse, the sun persists in rising, so I make myself stand. I make myself introduce my co-host, as always, the ever-trusty Dave Pacella.
That's me. I couldn't wait.
That's Dave. I'm Ryan. There usually is a particular reason we pick the movies we pick. This particular movie, believe it or not, was nominated for a Golden Globe Award. Those awards were handed out this past weekend. I was sick, so I just found out about all the winners when I woke up on Monday morning.
I was fully capable of watching, but didn't, because I really don't watch. So a lot of these winners I'm going to be hearing for the first time.
Dave will be hearing about for the first time. I guess I'm going to be breaking news to him live here on the podcast.
I know some of them, but not all of them.
Some of the ones that I told you before we started recording. But at any rate, Dave and I did make our picks. They are posted, for the most part, on moviesonup.com. Not that you care what we picked in retrospect, but we'll probably do the same thing for the Oscars. So if you're interested in seeing us guess completely wrong, in a lot of instances, you can do that. Moviesonup.com, your source for all things Movies on Up. The reason, I guess, that we maybe sort of picked the Golden Globes was because we kind of ran our mouths about it last week, about being able to forecast, at least, at the very least, who was going to be nominated. I think we did much better on our nominations than we did who was actually going to win once everything got nominated.
Yeah, I don't know how well I did because I don't who won all of
you
them,
did well
and I don't
I
remember who I picked on all of them.
Except for the one that apparently I got wrong
I did
in my delirium.
One. I did know that one.
Yeah, okay. Golden Globes, in addition to these actors and actresses and movie-type folk winning nice statues and awards, it also plays into our fantasy film ball. You get a certain amount of points. I don't know what that amount is for nominations and probably some more for wins. We'll figure all that out later. But it's just kind of a nice way to tie in something that maybe we don't care about to something that we do care about, but not enough to watch or find out who won. But that will all be remedied right now, as we'll kind of give you the highs and the lows, and we'll get Dave's reaction to the winners and the losers. We'll start off with the best original song. The Hunger Games was nominated. There was a song from Frozen, Mandela, Inside Llewyn Davis, Sweeter Than Fiction. All had nominations. I picked The Hunger Games. Dave went with the Coen Brothers, and we were both big fat losers there.
I didn't think Llewyn Davis was going to win anything else. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my logic, was that it would go to that so that it doesn't get shut out completely.
And I was just going with Coldplay winning for The Hunger Games. And again, you know, we thought that it would be nice for The Hunger Games to be able to say, hey, we were a Golden Globe Award winner. Turns out Bono had other ideas. The song from Mandela, Ordinary Love, from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, U2 and Danger Mouse wins for that. Good for them. We were both wrong, so off to a flying start. Best original score. Alex Ebert from All Is Lost, Alex Heffes from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, Stephen Price of Gravity, which was Dave's pick. My pick, John Williams of The Book Thief, and Hans Zimmer, 12 Years a Slave. I went with the guy that did the best soundtracks of all time. He lost, not to Dave's pick, but to one of the Alexes, and that would be Alex Ebert from All Is Lost. A movie that I think
I don't even know what that movie is.
That's the boat movie. It's Gravity.
Oh,
on
with
a boat.
Robert Redford.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I kind of want to see that. Robert Redford was nominated for Best Actor, and I think of all the guys nominated, that was the one movie I didn't see. And spoiler alert, he didn't win. So, but I still kind of want to see it. I guess
I'll maybe see it. I like Redford.
Yeah, and it's been nominated for. I guess the music was really good, apparently.
Golden Globe worthy.
Golden Globe worthy. Best screenplay. There is no original screenplay or adapted screenplay, which is why Dave hates the Golden Globes.
There's no original, there's no adapted, but yet your best pictures are nominated It doesn't make any sense. Your best pictures are split. Your best lead actors are split. Your supporting actors aren't. Why isn't screenplay or even director? Like, go commit or don't.
I guess when you put it that way, it does seem like I will do half of this, half of that. But there can be only one. I guess it's the Highlander Award for writing. And it went to, well, I don't give you the nominees first. We'll make it like a real award show. Spike Jones for Her. Apparently that was the Movies on Up pick. We both picked that one. Bob Nelson of Nebraska, Jeff Pope and the Cougs for Philomena. Jeff Ridley for 12 Years a Slave. Eric Warren Singer and David O. Russell for American Hustle. And the winner is Spike Jones for Her.
We're on the board.
We are on the board. 1-3 at this point. That's not bad. I mean, if we were Major League Baseball players.
No, we'd be among the top 10 in the league.
Definitely.
Probably top 3 or 4.
Yeah, roided out of our minds. I don't think it's a real surprise necessarily that Spike Jones won here just for the concept alone of Her.
That was my logic there. I think American Hustle, I think the dialogue in that and some of the writing in that was fantastic.
Parts of it were good, parts of it not so much.
It wasn't consistent all the way through. Whereas Spike Jones, for Her, that was an original concept and he made it work.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to get anything else. Scarlett got gypped, wasn't even considered for an acting nomination, which is ridiculous if you've seen the movie. And I just didn't think Joaquin really stood much of a chance. Wardrobe department should have got something, though, for the high pants.
Yeah, the future pants in Her are a little bothersome. Her, I went to see Friday right before I made my picks on Saturday, so I think that kind of maybe clouded my judgment on some of these. I liked it, not as much as I thought I was going to, but definitely did think that it was worthy of best screenplay. Best director, Spike Jones, not in the running for best director. Who was? Well, I'll tell you. Alfonso Cuarón from Gravity, Dave's pick. Paul Greengrass of Captain Phillips, who Dave would not pick for anything. Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave. That was my pick. Alexander Payne, Nebraska, and David O. Russell from American Hustle. And the award went to Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity.
That, you broke that news to me today.
I did.
I just went with that. That was kind of like the I feel like the Golden Globes haven't always been like the Oscars, where generally the director statue goes with best film, which
right.
They stride away from last year, and I'm hoping that's a trend, because it's not always. If Cameron would have won the year of Avatar, I wouldn't have been opposed to that, because what he did for film was fine,
yeah.
But for Avatar to win best picture would have been a travesty. So I look at that the same way as Cuarón, and I love Gravity, and I still haven't seen Avatar, but the comparisons make sense, because what he did as a director on that movie, phenomenal.
If I want to make a comparison, and I really do, and I'm glad you brought up
You're allowed to.
Thank you. I do want to bring up last year in the Oscars. To me, seeing Cuarón win for Gravity was very much like seeing Ang Lee win for Best Director last year for Life of Pi.
Very, very similar, yeah.
Life of Pi, I said, after seeing the trailer, this movie's going to win Best Cinematography, which it did, and it absolutely deserved it. Did Ang Lee deserve a Best Director trophy for that? Probably not, and I think the same could be said for Alfonso Cuarón here. I think that it was a good movie. It really was. And I think the cinematography, which, you know, Cuarón should absolutely get some credit for, he deserves there. But I think, you know, when you look at David O. Russell and you look at Steve McQueen, the acting performances that they got out of their actors, I mean, you know, I guess it comes back to what is the job of a director. And not that I'm not a director, so I really don't know. But when I saw Cuarón win, that's originally what came to my mind, was how pissed off people were last year that Affleck didn't win for Argo. It sort of seemed
he did win the Golden Globe. He wasn't nominated for...
Right. It just seemed like it's history repeating itself all over again.
I guess I like Gravity, because it's hard to put one person on screen and make me care, and make you care for a long time. And that's why I feel like... I think Jones kind of got jobbed
on. I was just going to say, Spike Jones did that. And
Spike Jones should be, because Scarlett Johansson, you never see her, but she is phenomenal in that movie. And the movie is very much Joaquin Phoenix and Her, and it's pretty much all Joaquin on screen for the most part. And I think he kind of got jobbed. I don't know who I would take. I mean, I'd probably take out Paul Greengrass, obviously, because Captain Phillips was okay. I don't know that it was spectacular. I think it was the quality it was because of Hanks. I think he really Hanks'd it up.
Hanks was fine, but I actually thought that, and I'll butcher the kid's name when we get to it.
The supporter, yeah.
Yeah, the lead pirate. Yeah. I thought that kid was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I think Greengrass did a great job. It would be hard for me to take one of these off. I mean, I haven't seen Nebraska yet, and that's something I'd really like to fix. I don't know that I would have taken off necessarily anybody from this list to put Spike Jonze on. I mean, it's just, I guess it was that kind of year for directors.
Yeah.
I definitely think Cuarón deserved, you know, some accolades for it, but I think a win was just kind of weird. It just brought me back to that Ang Lee thing from last year.
Do you think these are the five Oscar noms, or do you think they mix it up?
I definitely think David O. Russell, Steve McQueen are definites.
I think Cuarón is, too.
I think you're probably right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Payne and Greengrass. I wouldn't be surprised if Jones sneaks his way in there or if Scorsese. I just feel like Scorsese's going to be in there.
I think it's going to be hard to ignore Scorsese, especially because that'll be nominated for Best Picture. You're going to get the acting nominations, I feel like, with Leo. This will be a very interesting year to see. Best Picture, not so much, because they don't limit it.
No, and I think it's going to be a quality crop of Best Picture.
Yeah.
And I'm interested is, like, there's so many. We'll talk when we get to Best Picture. But director and Best Actor. Like, next Oscar noms come out this week. They might be out already, depending on when you listen to this. Next week, we'll go over Oscar picks, which I'm really interested. Like, I'm more interested this year because I think actor and director are going to be very, very compelling, because I think there's
actor,
there's probably 12 to 15 that I feel like are worthy, that any five of those nominated I'd be okay with. Director probably goes about 8 to 10 deep, so I'm interested to
see
where they go.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, like, these five and, you know, Spike Jonze,
Scorsese,
yeah, I mean, that's seven right there, and we're not even really trying all that hard. There are five guys trying pretty hard to win Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture. And those five were Barkhad Abdi, the aforementioned Somali guy from the Captain Phillips film, Daniel Brühl from Rush, Bradley Cooper from American Hustle, Michael Fassbender, 12 Years a Slave, and both of our picks, Jared Leto from Dallas Buyers Club. And Jared Leto was the winner. Not a huge surprise, obviously, to Dave or I, because we picked it. But as much as maybe I didn't think Cuarón deserved Best Director, absolutely Jared Leto deserved this.
Jared Leto deserved it, and Jared Leto, I can't remember if I brought it up or not. Like, the dude is committed to, I hate to sound like, his craft. Like,
yeah.
The stuff he does to his body for the roles, he doesn't act a whole bunch, especially recently. I think this is the first movie in a while. But the commitment he gives physically to it, and it came through, because it wasn't just, oh, he transformed. He was almost unrecognizable. He wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, he put on a hell of a show.
It wasn't necessarily, and not this isn't to really knock Robin Williams for Mrs. Doubtfire, because I thought that was awesome for, you know, what it was supposed to be. But this was very much not, you could tell that Mrs. Doubtfire was Robin Williams playing a woman. Jared Leto was not playing a woman.
No.
He was playing a pre-op transsexual. There was a lot going on with Jared Leto's performance and very flawed character, but I think he was tremendous.
Very deserving, yeah.
And I guess that's the other thing is, like, you know, that's another director. How you get Best Supporting Actor nomination, you get Best Actor nomination, but we don't get a Best Director nom or
That's one of those. I feel like this will be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscar. I think it will. Throw it down. We named seven. This one wouldn't surprise me. Like, they gave Beasts of the Southern Wild a directing nom last year. I feel like the Oscars are trying to go away from, oh, here's our five obvious picks, to here's three or four obvious ones, and then one out of left field.
To me, this one has to be obvious. I mean, I guess the movie's
directing
out of left
wise,
field,
I don't think
holy
so.
God. If you've seen the movie.
The movie's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's not your Scorsese. Your
no.
It's not anybody
it
that's
isn't.
A name.
It's not obvious because of the name or because of the pedigree, but it's obvious because of the product. I don't feel like that's really a stretch at all.
No. But, I mean, this could very well be your Oscar noms in the supporting actor also.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think Abdi, I think Fassbender. Fassbender was really good.
I think Brühl is the long shot. I wouldn't, if it's not all five of these, I think it's four of the five with Brühl left out and somebody
probably
else.
Which would be a shame, because I thought he was really good. I'm not that there was a lot necessarily to do in Rush, but the things that there were to do, I think he was pretty good. Best supporting actress in.
So I got three in a row right there.
You got three in a row.
I'm hitting 600 right now, right?
Actually, yeah, you got three in a row. I've got two out of three. That ain't bad. And
I'm three
I
out
know.
Of five.
Sure.
You're
yeah.
two out of five.
Yep, that sounds good. And it doesn't get much better from there, in case you're keeping score at home. Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture. The nominees for that were Sally Hawkins from Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence, American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave, my pick, Julia Roberts from Agast, Osage County, and June Squibb, Nebraska. Dave's pick, we were both wrong. That went to Jennifer Lawrence, American Hustle. I thought she absolutely was awesome in that movie. I didn't think there was a shot in hell that she was going to beat Lupita Nyong'o, but yeah, whatever.
Exactly. I thought it was. I thought Nyong'o deserved it, but then I thought Roberts could sneak in there and get it just because she's Julia Roberts. But then I thought Squibb was.
But you picked.
I picked the one I hadn't seen.
Right.
I picked the one from the movie I hadn't seen. I can't justify why I did that. I think this was a crapshoot. I thought Jennifer Lawrence was an obvious answer, but I thought it was too obvious. Like, I didn't think they'd go with her again after last. I mean, last year was lead actress, but I just didn't feel like she would, especially because I thought Amy Adams would win. I didn't see it getting both.
Yeah.
But so I went Jude Squibb.
Fair enough. We were both wrong. It was Jennifer Lawrence. It very like I said when we were talking about this last week, I thought she absolutely stole the movie, and I guess I'm happy to see her win. I'm bummed that I didn't pick it, but you know.
I'd never be sad for her to do it. I mean, I'm always happy for her to do anything good, which is everything she does.
Everything she does ever. Best foreign language film. This was a tough one because between the two of us, we had only seen one of them, and by we, I mean Dave. Blue is the Warmest Color. That is the one that Dave saw. That is the one that we both picked.
I'd seen two.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Well, between the two of us, we've seen two. The Great Beauty, The Hunt, The Past, The Wind Rises. Like I said, we both picked Blue is the Warmest Color, and the winner was The Great Beauty.
Never seen it.
Nope, no. Never seen
yeah,
it.
I've seen Blue and
But apparently
The Hunt.
It's a very good foreign language film, so maybe we ought to go see it. I think we both did a little bit better in terms of seeing the best animated feature films. There were only three of them. The Croods, Despicable Me 2, which was my pick. Dave's pick, Frozen, was actually the winner.
Boom. I think that's 4 out of 7.
I'm
not counting.
I don't know. I'm not keeping score at home. I know I didn't do that well, so that's really why I'm not counting. You, on the other hand, I don't think you really know how you did, so I know it's not worth me counting. That much I can say. Best actor in a motion picture. This is the musical or comedy category. Christian Bale from American Hustle. Bruce Dern from Nebraska. Leonardo DiCaprio from The Wolf of Wall Street. Oscar Isaac from Inside Llewyn Davis. And Joaquin Phoenix from Her. My pick was Joaquin Phoenix. And again, that may have been, it was probably definitely colored by the fact that I had just saw it the night before. But I do think that movie was pretty much carried by Joaquin Phoenix acting against
nothing.
And I think to be able to do that, and I'm sure he probably had somebody feeding him the lines so that he could, you know, play off of that. But that's, you know, when you see somebody act, you know, maybe opposite of a green screen or blue screen, whatever it may be, there's a lot. I mean, that takes a completely different set of skill. And I do think that Joaquin's a super talented dude, and this was a tough movie to pull off from, you know, just writing it, directing it, and from acting. And I thought he did a good job. I found myself, you know, pretty compelled watching it the whole time.
Especially because he wasn't. This is gonna sound weird. He wasn't given a ton to do, really, like. The whole movie was just him pretty much talking to his phone, and that's really what it was. There wasn't a lot going on, but he nailed it. And that's why I think Jones should have been nominated, is because, okay, Sandra Bullock was by herself. She's in space. So if she starts losing me, there's something else there. If Joaquin and Scarlett start losing me, there's nothing. I'm looking at a guy in high pants talking to his
phone. With
no
belt.
Yeah.
How do those pants stay up that high?
So I really did like Phoenix. I just didn't have a feeling he would win.
No, you did pick the guy who had a bit more dynamic of a performance and whom I probably would have chosen had I not seen Her the night before, and that was Leo from The Wolf of Wall Street. He was absolutely all over the place in that movie. And I think he did an incredible job. But I think here again, here's your consolation prize, Leo, because when it, you know, if he does get nominated for Best Actor in a Motion Picture for the Oscars, because they don't split off drama and musical and comedy, there's no way he's going to win.
No, no, that's a two-horse race, I think.
There was no way any of these five were going to win.
No,
so,
if your name's not McConaughey or Chiwetel, I don't think you're winning.
No, definitely not. But, you know, I guess have a good time for the musical.
Speaking of that, we go back to Best Supporting. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jonah Hill get a nom again.
I would be fine with that. I liked just about everybody in The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's no surprise that was my favorite movie of last year. Dallas Buyers Club was number three. I liked that one, too.
Yeah.
However, as well. Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Music, or Musical, or Comedy. Amy Adams from American Hustle. The movie's on up. Consensus choice. Julie Delpy from Before Midnight. Greta Gerwig from Frances Ha. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Enough Said. Meryl Streep. August Osage County. I don't think it was a giant surprise here either that Amy Adams won. She was amazing in American Hustle. I thought if that movie was going to win anything, that it would definitely be this. Completely warranted. In fairness, I haven't seen Before Midnight. Haven't seen August. Greta Gerwig, I thought, was really good in Frances Ha. I liked that movie a lot.
That one they kind of got right with the splitting the comedy. Like, that was an actual comedy performance. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was good to see her nominated, because I really do like Greta Gerwig a lot.
Yeah. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus was fine.
That movie was damn charming.
It was pretty good. It was the last movie that Gandolfini filmed, I think. Really good work from him, too. I don't want to say, like, boy, it's a shame he didn't get a nomination just, you know, because. I guess that would have been maybe disingenuous to the whole process. But a good movie. Definitely worth checking out for both performances there. Now we get down to Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy. Pretty much the standard players here. American Hustle. Her, which was, again, my pick. I was using my Her-colored high glasses. Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street, which was Dave's pick. We were both wrong. It was American Hustle. One for that. I guess a little bit of surprise here.
That was my gut. My gut said American Hustle, but I went with Wolf of Wall Street because I thought that was the smarter choice.
I mean, really, I think either of them were more intelligent and choices than Her. I think I talked myself into thinking that Her could possibly be the silver linings of this year, that kind of enters sort of late in the game, gets a bunch of momentum.
It got a bunch of award nominations, but when it came to winning, it kind of just got the one.
That is true. And Her did get one award. I feel like Her got one award. Just doesn't sound right, but it is, in fact, right, because it did not win Best Motion Picture or Musical Comedy. That went to American Hustle. We both, big swing and a miss on that. Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama category. The choices were pretty much Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, whom both Dave and I picked, Matthew McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club, and some other guys. Those other guys being Robert Redford, All Is Lost, Idris Elba, Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips. Thanks for showing up, guys. It was always a two-horse race. I think, obviously, we both really thought it was going to be Chewy, but I'm really just as happy to see that Matthew McConaughey did win.
We talked about it on our year-end show, where we talked about our favorites of last year, like how Chewy seemed like the front-runner, but if it didn't go to him, it would be McConaughey. And it wasn't a surprise, and as much as I love Ejiofor, I'm kind of happy to see it, because the turn McConaughey's made has been phenomenal. So to see that, like, he's a serious actor now. Like, he's a legitimate serious actor, and I don't think people view him as that still. I mean, I think it's starting to change finally, but I think he's still the guy from Kate Hudson movies.
Yeah, good for Matthew McConaughey. The next category was actually the most difficult for me to pick. Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama. Cate Blanchett from Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock of Gravity, both the consensus movies on up pick, Judi Dench from Philomena, Emma Thompson, Saving Mr. Banks, Kate Winslet, Labor Day. How many of those five films have you seen?
All of them except Labor Day isn't out yet, or I haven't seen Philomena.
Okay, I had only seen Gravity, and that's why I picked Sandy Bullock. She did not win. Cate Blanchett won for Blue Jasmine. I guess good for her. Whatever. I don't mean to like kind of give the actresses the slight, but I think like I'm much more interested in the supporting actress race this year, and I'm much more interested in obviously the lead actor race as we turn to the Oscars.
I just think it's, I realize she would have been in comedy for whatever reason, but I still just think it's nonsense that Scarlett Johansson wasn't even considered. And I'd like it if the Oscar, I mean, they won't, but I'd love it if she got an Oscar nom. Like, I think she deserves it. I truly do.
You know,
I was on board with Circus getting nominated for Rise of Planet of the Apes also.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I think the Oscars, the Academy may not look at sort of a, and I don't want to call it a half a performance because it really wasn't. What Andy Serkis did with Motion Cap was incredible. And Scarlett Johansson was maybe not quite to that level, because I think just to do it with your face is much more difficult. I don't know.
But
I mean,
if you're going to make, you know, an animated picture was nominated for Best Song. You know, animated pictures have been nominated for Best Picture before.
Right.
So voices matter. So if you're going to consider them there, like if an animated movie where no actors appear in person could be, because theoretically, wouldn't that mean that, you know,
somebody could be nominated for those, yes.
Yeah, so I think it's ludicrous to not even consider her. To not even, not nominate her is one thing. To come out before the nominations were even announced and say like, oh, she's not even considered. That's where it rubbed me the wrong way. Like, if you don't want to nominate her, that's fine. You're wrong, but that's fine. But to just say, like, oh, she's not eligible is ludicrous to me. That's nonsense. I don't understand it.
And as sad as it is to say, like, I just said, I'm not really interested in the Best Actress race. But if you put her in there, see what I did there? If you put Scarlett Johansson in there, then I am interested, because you do have, you know, your traditional performances, and then you have a voiceover. To see her go up against, see, I did it again, the other ladies in that category, I think would make it kind of compelling. And not that the Academy is going to listen to us anyway, but hey, if you really want to spice up that race, that's one way that you could do it.
And like the scenes like the picnic with
and
Chris
I
want to
see her at the Oscars.
The picnic with Chris Pratt and the scenes, you know, the fight they have. Like, her character grew so much from where she starts to where she ends was phenomenal work. And if she were on screen, the movie would be a whole lot more boring.
It wouldn't be the same at all.
That just makes me angry.
Stupid Golden Globes.
Yeah, plus they gave it to Robin Wright over Tatiana Maslany, which if you ever see Orphan Black and you can honestly say that somebody acted better than Tatiana Maslany this year, you're an idiot. And the foreign press, they at least nominated Maslany, which nobody else has, but to not give it to her is stupid. That's my TV's on up rant.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of the Golden Globes.
I like that show. Her and Spacey were good.
Yeah, but you haven't watched Orphan Black.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Whatevs. One final Golden Globe to get through, and that is the big one, Best Motion Picture for Drama. The nominees were 12 Years a Slave, which Dave and I assumed was absolutely a foregone conclusion that would win. It was nominated against Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. It in fact, did win. So I don't know that it would be the movie of those five that I would be the most likely to rewatch, but I do think that from all involved, top to bottom, was probably the best, most complete film.
So here's 10 between Best Motion Picture and of the nominees: 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, Rush, American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street. I wouldn't be shocked if all 10 of those get nominations for the Oscars.
I will be, because
I don't think
Rush
will. But
I mean, Inside Llewyn Davis, like, you have to take one of these pictures out to get Dallas Buyers Club in there. If you don't,
true. I think Rush is the outside one there.
Yeah, you're. That's,
but then even Llewyn Davis and Nebraska,
know, no,
I could see them.
There's several you got to take. I'm about to like just get up on the table and start shouting. Her, I think, definitely could deserve a nomination. And if you don't nominate Lone Survivor, there's something probably wrong with
that's
you.
That's true. That is very true, because that is eligible. And that movie should absolutely be nominated.
We'll probably talk more about that this week.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I can't wait. I'm actually excited for the nominations this year. I usually don't get that excited about them, but
I'm excited because I know I'm going to be angry.
It's interesting this year. Like, yeah, Lone Survivor should be in there. Her is already in there, but like, it'll be interesting. I think there'll be 7 to 10 again this year. I wouldn't be shocked if there's all 10 of them. But Dallas Buyers Club and Lone Survivor absolutely should be.
Yeah, I mean, those are two that not pictured for Golden Globes for, you know, different reasons.
Throw that name in for director, too.
Yeah.
The director of Battleship, Peter Berg, absolutely. I would be 100% on board with him getting a nod for Lone Survivor.
Yeah, I agree.
That movie was, the way that was shot and the way that was directed and the acting performances he got out of everybody, yes, give him a nod.
More on that later. I guess the Golden Globes is a good conversation starter. I don't tend to remember who wins Golden Globes as much as I do who wins the Oscar. And maybe that's because, especially when it comes to like the movies, there isn't that, there's not double winners. You know, there's not the comedy and the drama.
5 years from now, DVDs release that say winner of 5 Academy Awards, mm-hmm. but rarely do they come out and say winner of 6 Golden Globes.
Like, yeah.
Academy Awards are the ones that people remember.
Yeah, and that's why like this is a good conversation starter because it kind of gets you into thinking, oh, okay, you know, these 10 movies were nominated for Golden Globes. At most, the Oscars are going to take 10, but there's a couple obvious ones, at least we feel like obvious, that are missing. And somebody's going to get snubbed in the Oscars. I hate using that word.
Every year somebody does, but yeah. This year I feel like there's going to be a lot more than usual. And it's going to be some big names getting snubbed too. And a lot of times it's big names that get snubbed when they're only in the discussion because of their name. But
yeah.
This time, like, I mean, if Leo doesn't get a nom, he earned it.
Scorsese.
Like, he deserved
it.
Scorsese, like, the big names are actually performing this year. When you look at, what was it, 2 years ago, the Oscars were just boring.
Yeah.
The list of best pictures was just garbage, like with War Horse and Hugo and stuff like that. That was one of those where it just seemed like pandering to the larger, the bigger names. And that was just, this year is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. And when the Oscars do get announced, obviously we will throw our 2 cents in on that. That one we might actually do live in a podcast. We'll do our pick-ems. Yeah, it's just because I don't want to do a post later. That's really what it boils down to. I don't want any extra work. And if I can get another podcast out of it, sure, what the hell. But, you know, those are our thoughts on the Golden Globes. If there's somebody you think got royally hosed, if you really thought Robert Redford should have won for All Is Lost, we'd love to hear about it. Send us an email, moviesonup@gmail.com. Tweet your thoughts at us, maybe who you think might get nominated for the Academy Awards, @MoviesOnUp on the Twitter. Of course, you can also interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/MoviesOnUp.
You can find me on Twitter @DaveBasella or DaveBasella.com. Check out my other show. We had a New Year's show up, but we'll be back soon, hopefully. That's Eric and Dave. Eric and Dave talking with Eric and Dave. EricandDave.com. Eric with a K.
You can also find more of Dave and myself later this week when we will hit you with our somewhat teased Lone Survivor /Battleship episode. It is virtually impossible to talk about one without the other, and we are not going to attempt to do that. We're going to just give you both, hit you with both barrels of Berg and Kitch later on this week. But until then,
keep it up.